me through Saturday and the emotions that were kind of going on.
Man, I was all over the place. Like, just walking in the locker room and, you know, seeing the Green Reaper, and he just walked right past me. I was like, you know, the eyes, I was like, oh, my God, yeah. And then they didn't say nothing to me or say I was fine. So I just went and left it and whatnot. And the whole time I'm looking over my shoulder like, please don't come get me. Don't come get me. And then, you know, we had the 53-man roster meeting and said I made the team. So, you know, it went from being down to, you know, being excited and just all over the place. I'm truly blessed to be here right now.
Yeah,
so
what was that realization like when you finally realized that you were in the meeting and you made it?
It was just an awing experience. Like, I was just so proud. I called my mom, my dad, everybody, and just celebrated the whole night. So, really
good. How different is it for you? I mean, I know you don't have much perspective, but it's got to be different for linemen, you know, to kind of show out during the preseason because you're not getting the ball. So fans may not see you. How do you feel like you did during the preseason? Can you kind of evaluate yourself and kind of how you felt going through training camp and the preseason?
I felt good. I felt like I did, you know, my job. I felt like I accomplished all my goals coming in. I had to prove that I was physical and that I can play aggressive, and I felt like I'd done that this year. So I just need to work on, you know, my footwork a little bit more in my hands. But I felt really proud, you know, really good in my abilities.
Now the offensive line group is very close now. Mm-hmm. How do you go about, you know, off the field in the locker room kind of infiltrating that group?
Pretty much, you know, hanging on to Justin Blaylock. I talk to him a lot. You know, Clay Bowe, Sam Baker, you know, a lot of the vets. I try to cling on and learn as much as I can. I just got a lot of numbers today, so I'm going to try to, you know, cling and hang out, go to movies or wherever, and try, you know, build a relationship with them.
Now, obviously, the hard part is getting in the locker room, but now there's another hard part of keeping staying. What's your mindset now that you're on the roster and you get into these weeks of practice?
I just got to, you know, continue to push and, you know, prove that, you know, they made the right decision in keeping me. So every day, you know, if it's coming in early, watching film, working out more, or, you know, concentrating on my weight, wherever it is, I just got to really, you know, stay at it.
Yeah,